Joined now by TSU football coach Rod Reed. Hello, Rod.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, coach?
Hey, man. Before we look ahead, we look back. Last 2 weeks are sort of a dichotomy. You get off to that fast start against UT Martin. You close the deal. You get off to the slow start against Tennessee Tech, and it just seemed like you were always playing catch-up.
Yeah, we never got anything going. I thought that, offensively, they did a really good job of they just outworked us pretty much. We had guys in the right place in some spots, but, got outworked by the defender, and we didn't finish blocks, and they played a heck of a game defensively. Dwayne had them ready to play. Did a better job I did getting prepared for that one. But, I thought that, when I go down the stat sheet, I look, defensively, you had 13 tackles for loss and 3 sacks. You would think that, that would be positive for you, but we gave up too many big plays on the defensive side. We held them a lot. We made them punt a lot. But too many big plays in the run games off, guys missing assignments or whatever the case may be. So we got to clean that up because Simo has a couple of really good running backs, and they got a quarterback that throws the ball pretty well. So, it's kind of the best of the rest right now, dealing with the injuries and stuff like that. But, we got to put them out there and get ready to go.
Also, if I'm looking at stopping TSU's offense, certainly the explosion, and I don't think of any other way to call it, and the explosion of Devon Starling onto the scene, the Cane Ridge High School product, OVC newcomer of the week leading into the game Saturday, 134 yards against Murray, 149 against Murray, 134 against UT Martin. I thought that Tech was really committed to take him out of the game.
Yeah, they put 8 guys in the box a lot, to try to stymie the run game, and they did that. But like I said, I thought, we were at the point of attack. A lot of times it didn't finish blocks, but, we got to do a better job of finishing there. But, hats off to them for having a good game plan for that. When they do that, we got to be able to make plays on the outside. But, with that, they brought some pressure, and they kept our quarterback, off his mark all night, and we weren't even able to get any balls down the field.
Isaiah Green, Devion Bryant, I know Devion playing more against Tech. He came on in the win over UT Martin, had the big 32-yard touchdown run. What do you look at when you make the decision to go with Green or Bryant? Is it a feel? Is it something that's already set on which series this quarterback will get compared to that? How does that work?
Well, going into the game, we had him by series, getting those guys in because, again, Davion, he went all fall camp. He has a little bit better grasp of the offense, and Isaiah's still limited in some things that he can do. So we got to be selective on, when we got him in there. So that's kind of how that goes. We were doing it by series, and then, whoever had the hot hand would continue to go. But I don't think either one of them really got a hot hand on Saturday because of the disruption in the pocket that we were getting back there. So, we just tried to play it by ear on that, and Stretch ended up, finishing the game. And he'll get the nod this week starting out, and then we'll rotate Isaiah in.
Tell me about Southeast Missouri. I know Coach Matuszek has had a good little run of success here the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, they're always a hard-nosed football team. They play that three-down bear front, and it's kind of like a 3-3 stack at times. But, they try to bring 5 and 6, and, they'll bring a little pressure and try to get you off kilter a little bit by not knowing where the pressure's coming from. But they got 3 guys in the middle that really clog up the run game. And in the secondary, they got a couple of corners that can cover. They got a lot of confidence in covering man-to-man. So we got to be able to kind of puncture the run game a little bit and be able to get some play action going on them. But I think it's a winnable game for us. I think, if we can just keep up with the bodies and not get anybody else go down, we'll match up pretty good with these guys.
It was certainly good getting middle linebacker Niall Love back. You can tell the difference when he's on the field.
Oh, yeah, Niall did a really good job on Saturday. He took away the screen game to the running back single-handedly, which was something they really liked to do. And he was real active in the run game. So he's still not 100%. But, at 85% Saturday, he played pretty well.
One more opportunity to play a Sunday afternoon at Hale Stadium. And it looks like the weather's going to break just in time for it to be a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Nothing like football in this spring and that last opportunity to come to Hale Stadium to see a game.
Oh, yeah, we've been pretty decent at home. I think we're 2-1 at home this year. I'd like to finish out 3-1. I think these kids want to do the same. And, you know, we've got to defend our home turf against a good football team. So it'll be great going out there, getting one more opportunity, just like you said.
TSU football coach Rod Reed with us this morning. John?
Coach, we asked you before the season how you thought the kids would, you know, handle this whole, you know, schedule change, playing in the spring as opposed to playing in the fall. As you sit here with one game to go, how do you think your team responded to that?
You know, I think they responded well. You know, we practiced hard and fought hard all year long. You know, the things that you can't overcome are the injuries and, the COVID protocol, stuff like that. You know, the last 2 weeks, you know, we had up to 18 to 25 guys out. And, you know, it's just tough, you know, not having the same rotation in. You know, you mix and match in the offensive line, defensive line, linebackers from week to week. So it's been tough on them, you know, but it also got these young guys a lot of opportunities to play. You see the emergence of Chris Walker, you know, Baez, DeToya Adewale, you know, a lot of young guys, Zaire Thornton, a lot of young guys getting an opportunity to play, Jalen Rouse on the offensive side. So I think it bode well for those guys getting the experience to be able to play and be able to, you know, learn about adversity and how you got to fight through it, you know, when injuries and stuff happen.
Yeah, and it seems like injuries, Coach, you know, you and I have talked about it, you know, geez, seemingly the last 4 or 5 years, and, you know, not much you can do about it. And I know any coach will say, hey, next man up. It's got to be frustrating, though, dealing with these injuries year after year.
Well, it's very frustrating, and I think it starts with kind of our not being able to have the kids here in the summer for the last 3 or 4 years. That really hurts because you got to train year-round for this game. And, you know, you can get them ready to play, you know, first 2 or 3 games and without getting that attrition. But you got to have that summer school and be able to do things year-round in order to be successful. That's what the good teams are doing. And I think that Dr. Allen does have that infrastructure for that to happen here, to be able to keep these kids here and train them with our trainers and stuff year-round. So hopefully that'll happen. And I think, you know, it'll pay dividends.
Rod, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck Sunday.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks. Go Big Blue.